to buy. Bring outdoors indoors with 10-inch Majesty Palms, now just $12.88, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Did two.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
Being a pit crew member is dangerous. Case in point, Chris Buescher's Jackman on the 37 car. He received torn muscles in his leg. Ouch. After being hit on pit road during an early stop at Martinsville, Zach Young was transported to a local hospital during a caution by ambulance because they don't have a tunnel at Martinsville, so they had to wait for the racing action to stop before they could evacuate him. I'm sure you were asking yourself the question, when was the last time a Cup Series race was postponed due to snow, like this past weekend at Martinsville? Well, to answer your question, in case you're discussing it at the water cooler today, is Atlanta 1993. William Byron is on talking about Phoenix getting their start-finish line moved to turns 1 and 2, among other things.
I don't really think it'll change the way the race is that much other than the restarts. I don't know how the restarts are going to go just because of the dog leg, but I think that it's going to be a new kind of fork in the road, and we'll see how that plays out once you get to turn 1, I guess turn 3 right now, but it's definitely going to change the way you talk about the track. I'm sure the first time we come back, I'm going to say turn 3, and it's going to be turn 1, and we're going to be all confused. So
right.
I'm sure that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be chaos with that start-finish line right there between turns 1 and 2.
The Final Lap.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added. Because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
Hour number two getting underway. It's drive time, driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, where you can find special online-only savings coupons. Or you can check them out in person, Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. A chat with incoming Iowa basketball player C.J. Frederick is in store for you at the bottom of the hour. Plenty to get to the remaining 2 hours of the program tonight. Do want to pass along a programming note for those of you who will be joining us on Monday, the next time that we're on the air. We're going to be stepping aside very early, very late, I should say, on Monday's show, 6:30, just the final 30 minutes of the program will be covered up by the national championship game from San Antonio. So 2.5 hours on tap for you on Monday, including our final chat of the year with the one and only Mac McCausland as the college basketball season will finally come to an end. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com with us inside the third and final hour, perhaps for the final time. Still have to get some resolution on that, whether we're going to go through spring football or whether we're calling it quits with the basketball season. But always enjoy our chats with Rob. He tried very, very hard to line up a special guest for tonight. First, it was Fran McCaffrey, and then Fran was out of town at the Final Four. He tried a couple former Iowa football players, a possible Iowa football player, former basketball player. I guess you can probably connect the dots on that one. No response. So we're just going to have a good old-fashioned three-man powwow tonight inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Don't forget, you can vote in the poll question today at kgymradio.com. Who's going to be playing for the national championship on Monday night? The Final Four contests are coming your way. Westwood One bringing you the Final Four tomorrow night right here on KGY, and we'll have both games for you from San Antonio. But right now it's Friday, and that can mean, well, a number of things, but around these parts it can mean only one thing.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, opening day.
Opening day. It was yesterday. Or if you were in two cities in the nation today, Cincinnati and Detroit, opening day was today. They got postponed due to weather. I love opening day. It is one of my favorite days of the year as a Cubs fan. How could you not love opening day yesterday? Ian Happ hitting a home run on the very first pitch of the season. Off and running. Could not wait to get home last night and watch all of the highlights. Of course, I understand not everybody loves baseball, but for those of us that do, there is nothing like opening day, and luckily for us, we get to experience it here in Cedar Rapids in 8 days. Cedar Rapids Colonels opening day right around the corner. They are announcing their roster. I believe they are scheduled to make that announcement on Sunday morning. The team will land at the Eastern Iowa Airport Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday. So if you're wondering who's going to be suiting up for the Colonels, will Royce Lewis be back? Just how stacked is that lineup going to be? Unfortunately, we have to wait until Sunday for official confirmation from the Twins.
Number two.
Michigan State.
Leave it. Todd, I have absolutely no idea how what is happening at Michigan State is not front page news on every outlet across the country. Another, what I think is a bombshell dropped earlier this week, and it answered a question that I had going back to the whole Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. My question was, how can this doctor who was in the Department of Osteopathic Medicine get away with this for so long? And how, after a Title IX lawsuit was filed against him in 2014 and charges were filed, was he allowed to come back and work at the university? Well, I think we partially have our answer. The person overseeing him at Michigan State was a guy by the name of William Strample, the dean of the Michigan State College of Osteopathic Medicine, who this week was arrested and charged with groping and harassing female medical students. There were videos of Nassar's treatments on his computer. He allegedly inappropriately grabbed students and had pictures of what prosecutors believe are female students at Michigan State University who he basically guilted and asked and solicited into sending him nude photos. So we have one of the most heinous sexual predators in the history of NCAA athletics, Larry Nassar, and his boss, Mr. William Strample, who is no saint himself, who has just been charged with doing many similar things and letting Larry Nassar come back to work in 2014, even though the Title IX investigators basically made it clear that they shouldn't allow him to come back. So things are going to get really messy at Michigan State, and I just can't believe that this has kind of slid under the radar all week.
Number three.
Hating on Sister Jean.
It seems to be the popular thing to do, and I'm going to leave this. Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, the 98-year-old team chaplain for Loyola, which will be playing Michigan in the Final Four tomorrow, had a news conference today, and apparently she was asked some questions regarding the NBA and college, and she didn't have all of her facts straight, which, how many of you have had a conversation with a 98-year-old person who had in-depth, perfect knowledge of anything, let alone something as complex as the NCAA and the NBA? So there are people hating on Sister Jean. This is what we do in 2018. We have something nice come along, a great story, and the next thing you know, we got to tear that person down. I'm sure it'll happen with Scott Foster, the 36-year-old emergency goalie the Blackhawks played last night. Somebody somewhere will not like that story, and they will make it their life mission to let everybody else on Earth know that Scott Foster is a terrible human being, or he said this, or he did this. Sister Jean, whether you like it or not, has been one of the best faces of the NCAA tournament, a highly enjoyable NCAA tournament, if you ask me. She's also 98. She gets a rather lengthy leash in my book. But if you're going to hate on anybody, don't hate on Sister Jean. Like Alex said, hate on Michigan State.
Number four.
A much different season outlook.
Todd, you asked yesterday on Would You if I think that the signing of Greg Holland will change my mind on whether or not the Cardinals are a contender for the postseason. And I love this. It absolutely does. This also has to do with the fact that you alerted me during spring training, and now I've come around to realize how good Jordan Hicks is. And when Alex Reyes comes back to the bullpen, I think the Cardinals could have an upper echelon bullpen in the National League. I'm not saying that this team is going to be anywhere near consistent. I'm not saying that they're going to win 90-plus games. But my outlook on the rest of the National League, they're going to be contending with teams like the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. I'm not buying in on the Mets or anybody from the East. The Cardinals have a chance to make the playoffs because they shored up one of their glaring weaknesses from last season, and that was the bullpen. The bullpen kept them from making the postseason, and I think shoring it up gives them a chance to get into the postseason. It's all going to rely on the starting pitching. How good is Luke Weaver going to be? How good is Jack Flaherty going to be? How good is Michael Wacha going to be? I'm not worried about Carlos Martinez. He's always somewhat up and down. But I at least, as somebody who followed that team, saw that John Mozeliak wanted to go out and make his team better, and he did that. And shelled out some money for what is a pretty team-friendly deal for an upper echelon relief pitcher. So I love this.
Number five.
All right, Todd, the water boy, or excuse me, Colonel's man.
Colonel's man. If you are not following along the saga of Lawrence Levy, known to the rest of the world as Marlins man, he's been feuding most of the offseason with the new management in Miami, in particular, number two, Derek Jeter. And he's toying around the idea of becoming a free agent. Basically, he is wanting to be courted by other professional teams. Marlins man is this attorney in Miami who goes to all these sporting events. You've probably seen him on TV a million times. He sits right behind home plate, wears a bright orange Marlins jersey. He's even gone so far as to threaten to remove the Marlins name from the jersey and just wear the orange jersey. He's a polarizing figure. He tries to do a lot of charity work, but at the same time, a lot of people look at him and say, dude, you are a narcissist. You're getting off on the attention. You may be doing good things, but you're also doing this for yourself. I think that we should make an offer to Marlins man. He's on Twitter. I don't want to speak on behalf of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but I think the Colonels, much like Daytona, the Tortugas in the Florida State League, we told listeners about that story yesterday where they pitched an offer to him. I think the Colonels could step to the plate and try to make an offer to Marlins man, and then when it's the Kentucky Derby or the Masters or Game 7 of the World Series, right there behind home plate, who's on TV? Colonels man. I love this. Let's make it happen.
Number 6.
Michigan is in trouble. And Michigan State is in trouble, right? Michigan is in trouble.
I love this. I think the Loyola Ramblers are going to beat the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow night for the simple fact that I know that one of the strengths of Michigan is that they defend, but this is a completely different animal that they will be defending. It is a team that will move the ball at the pace that they want to move the ball for 30 seconds of the shot clock, which is very difficult to keep up with. And I think that during the course of this game, Michigan, who relies on getting extra possession after extra possession and kind of shooting their way out of slumps, they've had a week off. They've had some time to rest. And when that happens, they kind of fall into a lull offensively. If they do that against Loyola, Loyola and Clayton Custer are going to run down the shot clock every time and be as efficient as they have been this entire tournament. I do believe that that Michigan's size will give the Ramblers some issues, but the 5-point spread I think is too wide. I think we're going to see a 2 or 3 point game either way, and I actually have the Ramblers moving on to the national championship game.
Number 7.
The water boy. Coach.
I don't like Gino Auriemma, the head coach of the UConn women's team, who will most likely once again win a national championship this year. The women's Final Four is taking place tonight, and Notre Dame is going to be the next team to have its season come to an end at the hands of Gino Auriemma. But having covered my share of NCAA tournaments and NCAA events, there is nothing those people despise more than non-sponsors getting the limelight. And one of the things anybody who's covered one of these events knows is you do not take a Dasani water bottle to the podium with you because they are not a sponsor of the tournament. They will take the water and they will pour it into a cup that has the NCAA logo on it. And I believe it's Aquafina for a number of years has been the official water. Well, here's the deal. UConn has a sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola, which bottles Dasani water. And so last night at the news conference that Gino Auriemma was attending, it just so happened that the moderator was a former UConn SID who's now tasked with fulfilling the NCAA's obligations to keep the water from being shown. He avoided the NCAA moderator and waved the bottle of Dasani water for the cameras and the reporters for everybody to see because UConn has a deal with Dasani. I don't like Gino Auriemma, but I do like the fact that he gave the NCAA, which is a reprehensible organization, a virtual middle finger last night by waving the bottle of water around. So I'm going to love this.
Number 8.
Hall of Fame potential.
Todd, you know that...
Jordan Hicks?
Yes. No. I kid. I try to think about the expectations that I put on young players, and I try not to put any expectations at all, but whenever we're talking about a freshman jumping into the college game, either as a high school, or excuse me, as a basketball or football player, or whenever we're talking about a rookie in the NFL or Major League Baseball or any other sport, I kind of temper what I think can be unfair expectations put on certain players. But there's one player that is coming up in this 2018 NFL draft that I don't think expectations need to be tempered.
Gabe Kuhn!
No. Oh. Same position, though.
Okay.
He plays guard. Oh, you guys snoring already? He plays guard he played guard for Notre Dame, and his name is Quentin Nelson. And I have not heard one scout, one NFL person, say anything other than This guy could be a Pro Bowler from the time that he steps on the field. He could be one of the greatest guards to ever play the game. NFL comparison, Larry Allen. Those types of expectations and what I've seen from him over the course of his career, he looks like a can't-miss prospect. So for Chicago Bears fans sitting there at number eight who want to see an impact player step onto the field, you're going to be a little bit disappointed when you don't see a clear number one wide receiver available at that number eight pick. You are going to be a little bit disappointed that a Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama, the defensive back, isn't available. But if the Bears do draft Quentin Nelson, just know that he is a guy, as long as he stays healthy, that will be a Pro Bowl caliber player as soon as he steps onto the NFL to an NFL football field and has a chance to be one of the greatest players at that position in league history. And that's based on a lot more than my observation. It's based on what a lot of NFL scouts are saying about the Notre Dame left guard. So I love this.
Number nine.
C&E churchgoers.
Do you know what a C&E churchgoer is?
No.
Christmas and Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I do. The type of people who only go to religious services on the major holidays. They are going to be out in full force this Sunday for Easter services. I'm going to leave this. I despise people who only go to church on major holidays.
How much of that our listening base is that?
I'm going to guess that it's probably a good portion, although I know we have several people who listen to the program who are pretty religious because they usually are the first ones to pipe up when I say something that doesn't sit well with them. Here's my take on this. Here's my deal with C&E churchgoers, as my wife refers to them. She comes from a very good Catholic family, and we're going to be at St. Jude's on Sunday morning for Easter Mass, so hope to see many of you there. As Eddie Harris says to Serrano in Major League, when the plane experiences turbulence and he catches Serrano crossing himself, he's not fooled. You're not going to church any other weekend. Why would you bother going on Christmas and Easter? If it doesn't mean anything for you to go to church in the middle of June, why are you dragging yourself out of bed, getting the kids all gussied up Sunday morning, and going to church? If it doesn't matter to you the other 50 weeks of the year, why does it matter during Christmas and Easter? It's not like that's going to be the tipping point that gets you in the pearly gates, right? On the great scorecard of life? Well, you're a terrible human being, but you know what? Twice a year, you showed up at church, and that's really all you need to do to get in. Come on. I'm going to leave it.
Number 10.
Look forward to seeing all of you on Sunday. Number 10, emergency host.
Todd, the Scott Foster incident last night with the Blackhawks had me thinking. If some kind of serious flu-like symptoms swept through the office,
mm-hmm,
and we all got sick, you, myself, Kyle, Scott, Mark, Rob Howe wasn't available, who would step in on KGYM and be the emergency host? We need someone with a personality.
No.
We need someone with experience.
3530 on the text line.
Quite honestly, I have 3530 as my lock replacement. And two other people in
really?
Mind. A lock. We need the personality, and now we need somebody with radio experience.
You're going to say Juan.
What I'm going to say is either Sonny in Iowa City or Joel in Muscatine.
What about CJ from CBS2?
CJ from CBS2 was
not yelling at his coworkers.
He was about 10 or 15 on my big board.
We're screwing things up.
So those are my three emergency hosts. And I'm going to throw one more name out there. And you went to see his baseball team play earlier today. I would be confident that Jack Dom could step in here and talk about sports for 3 hours. You might be talking about baseball a lot, but those are the four names that came to mind as my emergency guest host.
And much like the emergency goalie in the NHL, you wouldn't be paid anything for your services.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you don't love it, leave it.
You just get the fame and glory of being a one-time radio host. Would you do it? 319-366-1600. That'll do it for Love It or Leave It. Taking a peek at the clock, we've got to leave it right here. Kyle has a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa baseball's in Champaign this weekend for a weekend series with number 25 Illinois. The Illini are 16-5 and 3-0 in the Big Ten, while the Hawkeyes are 14-8 and 1-1 in the conference. Lefty Nick Allgaier will get the start in Game 1 tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. Former Cyclone guard Donovan Jackson participated in the NCAA three-point contest last night, but was eliminated in the first round, scoring just 12 points. Next up for him is the inaugural three-on-three tournament that will take place at the Final Four this weekend. Iowa State football got a commitment yesterday from class of 2019 cornerback Joseph Thompson. He's a 5'10", three-star cornerback out of Chicago, the 23rd-ranked recruit in Illinois, and he chose the Cyclones over offers from Illinois, Ball State, and Toledo, among others. The Rough Riders sit at 21-23 with just 7 games left to get above 500. And tonight they're heading to Dubuque for a matchup with the Fighting Saints. Puck drop will be at 7:05 at Mystique Ice Arena. And then tomorrow night the Riders are back home with the Chicago Steel. You can see that one right here in Cedar Rapids, also beginning at 7 o'clock. Tonight after the show, we're going to pick up the women's Final Four games. We're going to join Louisville and Mississippi State in progress, and they'll be followed by Notre Dame trying to keep it close with UConn on all three KGYM frequencies. And then tomorrow, we'll pick up coverage of the men's Final Four at 2:30 before Loyola and Michigan tip around 5 o'clock, followed by Kansas and Villanova. And you can also hear those on all three KGYM frequencies.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com said to join us in hour number three tonight. We will take a look at spring football for the Hawkeyes, some possible recruiting news, and maybe talk a little NCAA Final Four basketball. There is Big Ten flavor with Michigan facing Loyola in one of the Final Four games in San Antonio tomorrow. You can hear both of them right here on KGYM. That's our poll question today. Which two teams will win tomorrow and wind up playing one another Monday night? Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot is the sponsor of the poll question. We're going to talk some Hawkeye hoops with a future Hawkeye basketball player here, CJ Frederick. He's going to join the program next. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Cavaliers open up a 4-game homestand tonight against the Pelicans. Cleveland coach Ty Lue will be an observer. It'll be the first time he's been at a game in almost 2 weeks, taking care of his health. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports Lue hopes to be coaching again by the end of the homestand next week. The Rockets will likely finish with the NBA's best regular season record, but Steph Curry and the Warriors aren't all that concerned.
We understand what it takes for us to be a championship team, the details that we need to focus on, the confidence and togetherness that we need to play with, And honestly, we feel like if we can control, we can control and play the way, you know, that we expect to play, that nobody can beat us.
Steph Curry on First Take. The Warriors have lost 7 of their last 10. Super Bowl 26 MVP Mark Rippon tells the Spokesman Review in Spokane he once tried to commit suicide. Rippon says he suffered multiple concussions and now has mental health issues. Baseball, 13th inning in Detroit. The Pirates lead the Tigers 13-10.
Hey, it's the Gats. Join us Monday. I'll have my weekend observations and a very, very big day. Nope, not the NCAA championship game. Dan, 22nd favorite color. That's Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Stu Gats, on ESPN Radio.
Dust off your clubs. Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City is open for play with an early season special for foursomes. Call for details and reserve your group's tee time today at 319-337-2622. Get an early start to your season now for a great price at Pleasant Valley Golf Course.
For a limited time at Sprint, lease one Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get one S9 on us. Plus, with Galaxy Forever exclusively from Sprint, you can upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy Forever does. And it's included with Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. These phones are loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo, advanced low-light photo taking, and instant translation of street signs, menus, and more. You can also create AR emojis you have to see to believe. Switch to Sprint today. Lease a Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus, and for a limited time, get one S9 on us. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/galaxy.
S9, $33 a month. S9 Plus, $38 a month. And get a second S9, $0 a month after $33 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month leases with two new lines or one new line and one upgrade after 12 lease payments. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation fee. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Restrictions apply.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tap and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life in a filter for $25.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Game on!
Game on!
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, 5:35, as we've officially reached the halfway point of a Friday program. Remember, drive time driven by Linder Tire, lindertire.com. Check them out online for some great savings and ride on their reputation all summer long. We were trying to line up Fran McCaffrey to join us inside the big hour tonight, but Fran and Margaret are on their way to San Antonio for the Final Four. So we're going to chat with a future Hawkeye basketball player, a guy who knows Fran McCaffrey well, going to be playing for him for the next several years, C.J. Frederick, joining us on the program now. And C.J., congratulations on a stellar high school career. How much are you looking forward to being in Iowa City this time next year?
Thank you, first of all, for that. I'm really excited to be in Iowa City. I knew it was a special place when I first visited. The players were great to me. The coaches were great to me. The atmosphere there was crazy. And I just kind of knew it was the place I wanted to be at. And looking forward to getting out there soon.
Let's look back on your high school career for just a second. Congratulations on a state championship. What did it mean to you in your senior season to get that elusive? I think it was only the second state championship that your school had ever won.
It meant a lot. You know, the past 2 years we kind of fell short in our regional championship, and we were kind of favorites to win it all, and that didn't sit well for us, and we worked extremely hard this past season to get to this point. And we had 7 seniors and we all bought into what coach was trying to do, and I think we finished like 35-4. It's probably one of the best seasons this school's had in a while. And in the state of Kentucky, you only get one state champion, and there's no classes. So to be the one state champion in Kentucky, it was special.
So how long have you known Coach McCaffrey? Where did the relationship begin with you?
I've known him since when I was really young. My uncle, he was the assistant at Notre Dame for my uncle Joe. And, you know, always at family parties, we'd hear stories about, you know, him and Digger, how it was to play for them at Notre Dame. And, you know, my grandparents knew him, loved him. My parents knew him. So the relationship's kind of always been there.
And I remember when you committed, there were some questions about the scholarship availability at the time, and you had other offers, but you seemed very sold on the Hawkeyes from the very beginning. Is it Coach McCaffrey that really helps sell you that you wanted to be a Hawkeye from the get-go?
Yeah, for sure. When I saw the visit, we kind of were talking about the scholarship, and he was just like, no, if you want to make this work, we're going to make this work. You know, it's going to work out. Just be patient with us. And, you know, when I kind of heard him say that, it kind of hit me like, yeah, this is where I want to be. I trust him. I trust him, like, the most. So we were going to make it work, and it all worked out.
Future Hawkeye basketball standout C.J. Frederick joining us on the program here. Xavier, Indiana, and Butler, right? Those were some of the other options for you?
Yes.
So in addition to playing for Fran McCaffrey, when you visited Iowa City, was there anything else that stood out to you that you liked about the Hawkeye program, maybe the school itself, the city?
Yeah. You know, before I even went on campus, I always loved watching Iowa play on ESPN. Just the way they played, the grit they played with, and I always just saw myself playing for them. And then when I got on campus, I remember specifically we were at the Michigan football game, and it was at Iowa, and I was sick. I was really sick, but I remember seeing the crowd, and how crazy they were going, and how excited they were for their team. And, you know, it's kind of all they have. Like, there's no professional sports teams, and, you know, just it felt special to me, and I wanted to be a part of that. And it really stood out to me the way they – cheered on their team.
Now let's talk about your game for just a second, because the scouting reports, the first thing that jumps off the page is your shooting ability, but the scouts talk about your ability to pass as one of your most underrated assets. How much pride do you take in that part of your game?
I take a lot of pride in being able to make plays for others. This year, a lot of defenses were kind of keying in on me, and I knew that I had to be able to take it off the dribble and make plays for others. And you know, our coaches do a really good job of preparing you for college. So our off-season workouts were great, just doing ball handling drills and shooting drills. It really helped me. But I take a lot of pride in being able to get people open. I like making other players better. So
how about on the defensive side of the floor? I'm sure there's a lot of Hawkeye fans out there, especially after watching the team this year. Defense was sort of an issue. How do you approach playing defense?
I take a lot of pride in defense. You know, I usually guard in high school, I guard the other team's best player. I'm pretty long. I'm gonna have to get quicker, but I do take a lot of pride in defense, and it's something I like doing.
What area of your game has improved or evolved the most in your 4 years in high school?
I would say being able to break guys down one-on-one. Freshman and sophomore, I really couldn't do that at all. Just kind of a standstill shooter. And then as I started playing AAU with Indiana Elite, and coaches were telling me, like, we can't really recruit you. This is all you do. So I really worked on my ball handling and just one-on-one moves. So I would say being able to take guys one-on-one has been one of my biggest things I've worked on that's been helping.
C.J. Frederick with us on the program, the Player of the Year in Kentucky. Joe Wieskamp, the Player of the Year in Iowa, both going to be Hawkeyes next year. What's your relationship like with Joe? How much time have you spent around him or talking to him, getting to know him?
He's a really good guy. I like him a lot. You know, we got to see him through AAU with the Barnstormers, and we played the same gauntlet. And then on my official visit, we were together the whole time. It was great spending time with him there. And then from now on, you know, we text, Snapchat, or whatever, just communicate, see how we're doing.
How are you preparing yourself both mentally and physically for your freshman season?
You know, Coach Rusatz was like a – he coached with Bob Hurley. So, mentally, I think I'll be ready. You know, he's a real tough coach. Physically, I'm going to keep getting stronger and quicker and get ready for that adjustment of playing the Big Ten. But I think I'll be ready.
If I put you on the spot and asked you to compare your game to somebody else, either in the NBA or in college, who's the first player that would come to mind?
No. My uncle, you know, when Tom Crean was a coach at Indiana, he would always tell me, you know, you remind me so much of Kirk Heinrich. And after he said that, you know, I went on YouTube and just looked up some film of Kirk Heinrich. And, you know, I do a lot of things similar. I mean, obviously, he's a much better player than I am right now. But I see a lot of similarities in his game, and I'm still learning a lot from him. So, Kirk Heinrich.
You know, he's an Iowa guy. He wound up going to school elsewhere, but maybe your coming here will help make up for Kirk Heinrich going elsewhere. Anything else as far as your game transitioning from the high school to the college level that maybe you're concerned about working on?
Definitely my strength. I know that's a big key that I need to get a lot stronger to play in the Big Ten. Quicker, you know, the guards are extremely fast. It's not high school basketball anymore. I'm going to have to be able to guard, point guards, shooting guards. So just my speed and agility and my strength are some major keys that I have to work on right now. And then obviously being able to shoot the ball still, quick release, get myself a little quicker and be able to make shots consistently.
Has Coach talked to you about kind of what role you might fill as you progress to the program, whether it's a two guard or a three? Has he talked to you about that?
When we talked earlier, you know, before my high school season, he really wanted me to play point guard, and it was something I worked on and kind of helped our team this year, being able to get some pressure off our main point guard. So he said he would like for me to be able to play a little point guard and off guard, so those two.
All right, CJ, before we let you go, I'm assuming you're paying attention to the Final Four this weekend. You've got Loyola and Michigan on one side of the bracket and Villanova and Kansas on the other side of the bracket. Who's your pick to win it all?
You know, as a fan, I want to see Loyola win. You know, that'd be really cool. But I think I'm going to go with Villanova. They're playing really good right now. They play defense. They play fast and they make shots, so I'm going to go with Nova.
Might not be a bad choice. Do you know yet when you're arriving in Iowa City, when you're going to make the move?
I'll be in Iowa City June 5th or 6th for orientation, get my stuff in, and start workouts.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to watching you in the next couple years at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We appreciate your time joining us on the program tonight. Thanks a lot, CJ. That's incoming Iowa freshman basketball player C.J. Frederick, the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Kentucky. Pretty impressive offer list. Hawkeyes have been in on him for a very long time, and as you heard him mention, his uncle Joe played for Notre Dame in the 80s when Fran McCaffrey was on Digger Phelps' staff there. Fran's known the family for a very long time, and that sort of helped get the in there on a very good player that maybe Iowa may not have had a connection to before. And I think somebody at the Des Moines Register, I think maybe it was Chad Lystico, had written a piece with the Kirk Heinrich comparison in there, which obviously pumped the brakes. If you're a Hawkeye basketball fan, you know, it's not Kirk Heinrich who's going to be walking in the door there, but Iowa's got two kids coming onto campus next year. They're both Gatorade Players of the Year in their state. Pretty impressive resumes. They can both shoot. They can both score. We know that. And we'll see where things go.
And that's exactly what the program needs. And I always preface this by saying it, there's only a certain amount that you can expect from freshmen coming in and playing with the Iowa program in their first season. But this team desperately needs guards that can shoot the basketball, and not necessarily one-dimensional guards that can just shoot the basketball. They need guys that can break people down off the dribble. They need guys that can play multiple positions. And that is what they seem to have recruited in Joe Wieskamp and C.J. Frederick. It's going to be a big learning curve for both of them, but I think that there's a chance that both of them could eventually be big-time contributors for this team.
Hour number two continues on after this. We'll take a quick timeout. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com in with us for hour number three. We'll chat a little spring football with Rob. Keep it here, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. The Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continues after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Well, he wants scores, all the scores from Boston to Chicago.
And she wants songs, all her favorite songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket, another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM. And Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
A list of things that will let you down today. Your alarm clock, C-store coffee, public transportation, the office elevator, the sandwich you packed for lunch, the fifth floor printer, your cell phone battery, the shoelace you swore you double knotted, your hard drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit gotomeeting.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Back to the Todd Brolenkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell are you guys all dressed up for?
LowTUSA.com, a website to go to learn more about Mantality, which is a men's health clinic located in North Liberty. They specialize in treating men for low testosterone. It's an affliction that can cause a lot of problems for guys, especially over the age of 40. Testosterone levels, it's a naturally occurring chemical in the body of every man, and as you age, it tends to drop off a little bit. It's just a part of getting older, but in some men it can get to the point where it starts affecting their everyday life. There is a safe, effective way to elevate your testosterone levels back to where they need to be, and it doesn't involve going to the mall and going to a supplement store and trying something where you don't understand the ingredients on the labels. Mantality can get you on a treatment plan that is over 90% successful regardless of your physical condition. All you need to do is visit their website, lowtusa.com, find the link for the North Liberty Clinic, and you can get pretty much any question you could possibly ask about Mantality answered right there at lowtusa.com. 551, welcome back in. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 106.3 heard in Iowa City, and 107.5 heard here in Cedar Rapids. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com set to join us in the third and final hour of the program. Right now it's drive time, driven by Linder Tire, right on their reputation all summer long. Check them out online, LinderTire.com, for some special online-only savings. The 5 o'clock hour here on Friday is always brought to you by our friends at Linder. You can check them out in person as well. They've got locations in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. One final from Major League Baseball. It was opening day in Detroit at Comerica Park. A sad one for Tigers fans. Well, sad one for Pirates fans, too. Interleague play, the Pirates prevailing in 13 innings today, 13-10. So the season for both of those teams is only one day old, and their bullpens are both shot already. One game in progress, Washington and Cincinnati. They are in the bottom of the eighth inning. No surprise here, Max Scherzer racking up the strikeouts, but the Nats only lead 1-0, getting ready to get underway in Toronto, game two of that Yankees-Blue Jays series. Cubs and Marlins on tap tonight. Second game of that series is a 6-10 first pitch, and the Cardinals are one of the teams that have that built-in off day, correct?
Correct.
With the Mets, so
they
no
will be
Cardinals
playing tomorrow.
No Cardinals-Mets game tonight, which is unfortunate for both people who are in the studio here with me right now. Alex, who's a Cardinals fan, and Rob, who's here a little bit early, who follows the Mets and was probably very pleased to see Noah Syndergaard looking like Noah Syndergaard yesterday during the season opener at Citi Field. More baseball talk to come on the way, perhaps in hour number three. Right now, we'll kick it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa baseball's in Champaign this weekend for a weekend series with number 25 Illinois. The Illini are 16-5 and 3-0 in the Big Ten, while the Hawkeyes are 14-8 and 1-1 in the conference. Lefty Nick Allgaier will get the start in Game 1 tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. Former Cyclone guard Donovan Jackson participated in the NCAA three-point contest last night, but was eliminated in the first round, scoring just 12 points. Next up for him is the inaugural three-on-three tournament that will take place at the Final Four this weekend. Iowa State football got a commitment yesterday from class of 2019 cornerback Joseph Thompson. He's a 5'10", three-star cornerback out of Chicago, the 23rd-ranked recruit in Illinois, and he chose the Cyclones over offers from Illinois, Ball State, and Toledo, among others. The Rough Riders sit at 21-23 with just 7 games left to get above 500. Tonight they're heading to Dubuque for a matchup with the Fighting Saints. Puck drop will be at 7:05 at Mystique Ice Arena. And then tomorrow night the Riders are back home with the Chicago Steel. You can see that one right here in Cedar Rapids, also at 7 o'clock. Tonight after the show, we're going to pick up the women's Final Four games. We'll join Louisville and Mississippi State in progress, and they'll be followed by Notre Dame trying to keep it close with UConn on all three KGYM frequencies. And then tomorrow, we'll pick up coverage of the men's Final Four at 2:30 before Loyola and Michigan tip off around 5, followed by Kansas and Villanova. You can also hear all those games on all three KGYM frequencies.
Big weekend of basketball in these parts, and we'll know the Final Four teams come Sunday morning, Easter morning. Told the term that other people use for the folks who only attend services on Christmas and Easter, CEOs, Christmas and Easter only. So looking forward to having to fight for pew space Sunday morning at St. Jude's. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can find them at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Plenty to get to on the program today as we look forward to a third hour. Rob, have we figured out whether or not this is the final time that we're chatting this year, or does this continue through spring football, the conclusion of spring football?
To be determined.
TBD. Okay. Well, we'll approach this then as if it's just any other old Friday. The 6 o'clock hour, the big hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, looming on the horizon. Before we get into official business next hour, your thoughts on the Mets opener yesterday?
I did not get to see it. I followed it online. I don't have any of the fancy MLB packages that would allow me to see something like that. So, plus, it'd probably be blacked out if I did have access to that.
Yeah, but they were playing the Cardinals, so.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a good start. I thought Syndergaard threw pretty well. I was watching I do get MLB Network, and they do the whip arounds where they go to all the different games, which I really enjoy. So I got to watch some of it, and good start, but it's a long way to go, and I'm not overly confident in this group of guys. But that's just my pessimistic nature from being a lifelong fan.
Well, as long as they continue to take care of business against the Cardinals, I've been in contact with my former co-host, also a Mets fan, for those of you who were not aware. And I broke out the hashtag Let's Go Mets yesterday for Tyler, who tonight is in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, waiting to meet the one and only Ric Flair.
Oh, I thought he was going to be named the next Middle Tennessee basketball coach.
No, are they still looking for a replacement for Kermit?
No, I think they found one. But
no. I was optimistic that Kermit Davis would sometime wind up being on a short list of candidates in Iowa City, just because how can you not want a head coach named after one of the Muppet Babies? Hour number two finishing up. Hour number three right around the corner. You can reach out to us again. The text line 366-1600. Rob is with us. We will talk Hawkeye sports and more next. Join us. The Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, is next.